Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to live your best life. Getting to that life that you truly desire. It's deep inside of you that has been playing on your mind and in your consciousness and on your spirit since you were a child or since you were exposed to something special. There's something that inspired you. Maybe an external thing that triggered something internally, or that thing has always been there internally. We believe that the human existence has a duty and an obligation to manifest that and release that craft to the world, because we owe it to society. Because as the old saying goes, you're standing under the shade today because someone planted a tree 20 years ago. The cars we drive, the television set, the telephones, the social media, the transportation, the airplanes, all these beautiful things, the homes we live in, all these things are as a result of people living up to their potential and cultivating that seed that is in all of us. And it comes in different form. And our podcast is based on three main tenets: that we reject mediocrity, we embrace individualism, and we pursue opportunities for growth and fulfillment over comfort and a false sense of security. We believe in the power of the human mind. And I want to talk about happiness this morning. That feeling that we're all chasing, that settled feeling that seems to be elusive. And I think one writer said it. I think I mentioned it sometime this week in a podcast. One writer said that if you are looking for happiness somewhere else, it will always be not be where you are. It will always be somewhere else. And we all come into circumstances of life. We know what life is. Life is beautiful. Life is mean, life is ugly, life is up, life is down, life is negative, life is positive, life is everything. It all depends on your perspective. So life is your perspective, your mindset, how you view life. And you have to choose your perspective on life. You must choose your perspective on life, and the perspective you choose have a lot to do with whether or not you'll ever feel real happiness. You can choose to stop walking around feeling heavy, loaded on emotional baggage, the anxiety, the limited belief, the self-doubt. You can make that choice. The thing with a choice is that people don't have the tenacity to stick to the choice they made. So the minute they say, okay, I'm going to make this choice, they expect that it's supposed to be unraveled immediately. They don't work through the choice to get it right. They don't work through it. They don't stay long enough. They don't find additional information to fortify that new choice that they know or they believe will help them to feel better. So you can make that choice. You absolutely can make that choice. And if you are going through a tough time, if you're in a tough situation, naturally you won't be jumping around. You go through the emotions. You're a human being. You have feelings. You have fears. You have doubts. You have apprehensions. Those things are normal. And oftentimes we are thinking that the emotions are not supposed to be there. I once said to my wife once is that sometimes our problem is that we think nothing should be wrong. But that's not life. As Jim Rohn say, you cannot pray for less problems. You have to work to develop more skills to solve your problems. Because you will always come into a season of one thing or the other. One guy said that, and some people say he's pessimistic, but one guy said in life, you're either in a problem, just leave a problem, or heading to a problem. Life brings all its natural things. And one other writer said that, look, we often say that this has happened into us, and we add us to it. We put ourselves at the center of the universe. But we can drop that and just say things happen. because it's happening all over the place. So hear this beautiful thing on perspective that I want, that unhappiness, a perspective on happiness that I want to drive home this morning to leave you it in your consciousness. You might be going through something. It might be a tough season of your life. It might be something that you're struggling with. It might be something that's heavy on you. We all come into these times sometimes, and I'm not making light of them. They are real. But I'm trying to tell you this morning that if you cannot find happiness in your current position, if you are broken, if you feel down, if you feel desperate, you can make the choice to find some consolation or some level of happiness in your direction. I'll say it again. If you cannot find happiness in your current position as it is right now, not judging you, not telling you about your gratitude list, not telling you what you should do and what you should not be doing, I want to have a different conversation. I want to say to you that if you cannot find happiness in where you are now, in your current position, try to find some level of consolation and happiness in your direction. Because you choose your direction. You might not have chosen what you're going through now. It might not be as a result of you, but it is still your problem. And in order for you to see better days, and in order for you to weather the next storm better, you have to shift your perspective to be happy with the direction in which you're going. It means what you are doing now to lift yourself, what you're doing now to change your current circumstances, what you are partaking in to see a different view of the city down the road. And that's what I want to leave you this morning. I will never make light of someone's situation. We are human beings, and just like we have different feelings and different ways of handling things, we have different emotions that go through us when we go through struggles. And some people have clinical problems why they get depressed and down. I'm just saying that the mind is inordinately powerful. And if you can shift your mind, if you can work on shifting your mind to finding some happiness in the direction, then that will help to lessen the burden. And the only other thing I can caveat that with and leave with it is that it's a process. You're not going to snap into it. Pick the decision, pick the perspective, and work through it. Stay until it makes sense to you. For in every adversity, there's a seed of opportunity. In every adversity, there's a seed of opportunity. If you don't see it, you're not looking hard enough, or you're not patient enough. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening. See you on the next podcast.